Have you ever heard of 16/8 intermittent fasting? It's not one of those fad diets you hear about everywhere. It's a simple method, backed by science, that can really transform your relationship with food. And even your health. The idea is to create an 8-hour window to eat, and fast the remaining 16 hours. For example, if you eat between midday and 8 p.m, the rest of the time you fast. Yes, it's as simple as that. But behind this simplicity lies a real transformation that takes place in your body. When you fast for 16 hours, your body draws on its fat reserves for energy. Imagine giving your body the chance to use its own resources and burn fat. What's more, intermittent fasting helps you regulate your insulin levels, which means your blood sugar remains more stable. And best of all, the feeling of tiredness or hunger pangs you often feel in the middle of the day could disappear. The other good news is that it's not just about losing weight. Fasting can also improve your heart health, reduce inflammation and, according to some studies, even extend your lifespan. It may sound crazy, but the science backs it up. What's more, if you often feel scattered or tired, fasting can really improve your concentration and mental clarity. The bad news is that it's not for everyone. If you decide to give it a try, I'd recommend doing it 5 or 6 days a week. And take breaks, 1 or 2 days a week, to allow your body to rebalance itself. And if you do it for a long time, don't forget to take a real break every 2 or 3 months. If you're not careful, you run the risk of feeling exhausted, irritable and even of upsetting your hormones, especially if you already have a lot of stress or health problems. Studies, such as those published in the New England Journal of Medicine, show these risks, especially if you don't take regular breaks. This study highlights the effects, particularly for people who do not follow the recommendations for breaks and a balanced diet and suffer from certain pathologies such as diabetes or eating disorders. So, even if you feel capable of practicing this fast to the letter, I strongly advise you to consult a health professional before embarking on this lifestyle. I don't want you to take this lightly. If you have any health problems, such as diabetes or eating disorders, always consult a professional before starting. But if you're looking for a way to feel better about your body, to take back control, intermittent fasting may be a good option to explore. So, do you think it's for you? If you're curious or want to find out more, stay tuned. I'm here to help you on your way to a better version of yourself. Follow me to find out more about how to take back control of your life and feel better, day by day.